96.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So your friend recommends a show, a new show, and then says, you're going to love it, but you got to stick with it. Okay, first of all, I understand, and I've even been that person that said, you got to stick with it. It's a red flag.
It is okay. Red flag.
But sometimes, though, especially, you know, with some of the best shows, it's a slow burn, and that burn is so great at the end. However, how long do you give it before you give up? Text in or call us, 916-909-1065. And we're getting into this because some of the biggest shows of all time have been broken down by TV experts on how many episodes you need to give it before you give up on it. Now, the most recent case of this for me was WandaVision on Disney Plus.
Oh.
And Kevin, I know you saw it. Yeah. You were the one, actually, one of the people who told me you got to see it.
Yeah, you got to wait a while.
I was I was three episodes into it, and I go, what is this show even about? I was like, it's confusing, and I'm not enjoying it. Kevin's like, you got to stick with it. At least give it till episode five.
Yeah.
Till episode five?
But to his credit, I did, and it was incredible.
But why does it have to be, like, why is it that they make shows in a way that, like, you have to stick with them?
Most shows have like a 13 episode season.
Okay.
Or at least they used to. I don't know what, maybe it's a little bit more, a little bit less now. And I wonder if that sometimes puts pressure on the writers that they either need to stretch things out.
I know it's not the same, but there are episodes of Housewives where it's like, okay, this episode clearly was just
filler.
Filler.
Yeah.
It did not.
And they're not even telling a story, really, with Housewives. You know, like, this is a 13-hour-long story for some of these things. Text messages we're getting in, most people saying 2 to 3 episodes.
Yeah.
If you don't get me on 2 to 3 episodes, I'm out.
3 seems really generous.
Some people are saying Yellowstone, especially, took 3 episodes before I got into it. Here are some of the biggest shows, though, and listen to these numbers. Breaking Bad, one of the best shows of all time, if not the best show of all time.
Easily.
6 episodes.
No way.
They said if you're not into it, they're not saying it gets good after 6 episodes. They're saying if you don't like it after 6 episodes, give up
you're
on it.
Okay.
It's not going to get better for you.
I guess.
Friends.
Oh.
How many do you think?
I'm going to say 5.
I'd say 3 if you don't.
7.
7?
They said 7 episodes of Friends. If you don't get it after 7 episodes, you're not going to get it.
If you don't get it after 3, you're not going to get it. Like, it's pretty much the same note over and over.
Over and over again. Speaking of the same note over and over again, South Park is on here. 8 episodes. They said give
these
it.
These are very long.
That's what I said. 8 episodes of a TV show is almost 4 hours of your life.
Yeah, that's a commitment. Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Always
while you're doing something, you're not even sure that you like doing.
Right. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh.
8 episodes. Same thing. And trust me, I love Always Sunny in Philadelphia. If you don't get it after the first episode, you're not going to get it.
That might be true.
It's people that are terrible characters, like morally terrible characters yelling at each other. If you don't find it funny right away, you're not going to find it funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better. Other ones on here. I never watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but they said 5 episodes for that one.
Oh. Okay. It sounds like you have to watch 5 or more episodes.
Is there
this
any that's
list.
Like 2 or 3?
None.
That's weird.
That's ridiculous. It just seems like if I'm going to give you even a second of my time, please treat it with respect. Get to the story.
Right.
Or are our attention just depleted?
No, I don't think it's that.
You don't think it's that? You don't think we have, I mean, songs, pop songs now? Like, I've been noticing this because we do random retro every weekday now. At 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And they're all the songs from the 90s and 2000s. All the hits in the 90s and 2000s. All those songs, 3.5 to 4.5 minutes long. All the songs we play now, 2.5 to 3 minutes. Like, are we just kind of losing our attention span?
I don't think it's that. I think that it's just TV is still art.
Yeah.
And some people like art differently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess so. I guess sometimes shows will shift on you too. Like Sopranos. Remember the Sopranos?
Yeah, well, yes, I remember the Sopranos.
The first like two or three episodes of that show was a straight up comedy. And boy, did that show not end as a comedy.
Oh.
Comedy?
Oh, absolutely. There were scenes 100% played for the concept of he's a gangster going to therapy. Like, that was the whole premise of the show.
Right.
In the first season, especially.
Yeah, I don't know what's funny about that.
Well, you had to watch the scenes. I mean, but there's... Well,
I watched it all three times. I've watched Sopranos from beginning to end three times.
First two episodes, heavily played for comedy. So, I don't know. But anyway, though, a lot of people... One person said, I only needed one episode for Game of Thrones. Yeah, yes. I mean, if an incest sex scene that ends with a child being thrown out of a window doesn't,
okay.
doesn't make you go like, this is a show for me, then it sure doesn't get better. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.